Plain Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
And we're back, West Plains High School Gym. West Plains Scissors Pep Band did a great job entertaining the audience at halftime. Get a chance to catch them. Very talented group of kids. So appreciate it getting to hear them during halftime. We're ready to start the third quarter. Waynesville going to get the ball first. Down 23-17. We're about ready to get underway. Fowler triggers it into Black. Black gets it over to Cruz. Cruz back to Fowler. Going to have a push on Ethan Tuma. That's going to be his second. Team first. Waynesville triggered in under their own basket. Gets it into Fowler. Fowler looking for the screen. Gets it back to Cruz. Back to Fowler. The volleyball line. Gets it over to Cruz. Lane catcher. They get it down inside to Esquerra. Houston flips, and Esquerra goes up. He's got 9 on the game now. And Waynesville within 4. Josiah Long back in to the game. He had set out the whole second quarter. Most of the first quarters, he got 2 early fouls. West Plains back to the starters on the court. Kraft with a 3. Oh, off the rim. Rims out. Houston tries to get the rebound, but I think they're going to call him from over the back. Nope, they're going to. Yes, they're going to call Houston. That's break. Second foul, second team foul, and Waynesville bring the ball in. Black gets it back to Fowler. Brings it over the timeline. He gets it down to Cruz. Cruz drives down the baseline. Now they're going to call a block. Now it's going to go on Clayton Robbins, and that's Clayton's second foul. That's going to be the third here very early on here in the third quarter on West Plains. Going to have to watch and stay out of foul trouble. They get the ball into Esquerra, being guarded by Houston, up and over. That was just a good, strong move by Esquerra. Good defense by Houston. But he was able to get the ball, and it is a 2-point game, just like that. The Plainsville will open up a 4 to O'Ron here. And Houston gets the ball and loses it out of bounds. They're going to have a timeout. Coach Miller wants to talk about it. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll take 1-2. Scissor basketball on Hot Country, KDY.
Scissor basketball action continues now on KDY.
6 minutes, 49 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. 2-point game. Scissors holding on to a 23-21 lead over Waynesville. A little bit of a sloppy beginning here for West Plains. They've had 3 fouls and now a turnover in Waynesville. Looking to either tie or take the lead with the 3. Esquerra playing well. He's got 11 now to lead all scorers. Cruz gets the ball down in the corner to Fowler. Back to Esquerra being guarded by Houston. He gets it out to Cruz. Cruz down in the corner to Fowler. Back to Esquerra. Here they go again. It could have been a charge, no call. Esquerra gets his own rebound, and now they're going to call a foul on Houston. The Plains got to watch out. They're about to get themselves into foul trouble, and that's all we're ready for. They're going to call that one on Jared Kraft. I thought they were going to call it on Briggs, but that's Jared's first foul. The West Plains already 4 fouls here in the first minute and 40 seconds of the third quarter. Esquerra with the free throw. The first one is up and good, and it is a 1-point game. He's shooting for the tie here. It's up off the back of the rim. Clayton Robbins goes up high for the rebound. Esquerra 2-for-4 from the line. Not many free throws so far in the game. Kraft gets the ball down to Houston in the corner. Houston over to Robbins. Robbins back out to Josiah Long. Over to Kraft. Kraft looks. He bounces it over to Long. Gets it down to Robbins. Back out to Kraft for 3. Bang! Jared Kraft with his first 3-pointer of the game. West Plains up 4, 26-22. He works the ball down low to Esquerra. Up and in. He's almost automatic when he gets it down low. And West Plains got to watch the foul, so they're just going to have to play as good a defense as they possibly can on him. Stay out of foul trouble. Almost a turnover. Kraft able to recover. He gets it over to Tuma. Tuma over to Houston. Back to Tuma. Tuma gets it to Kraft. And they're going to call a walk. That's the 7th turnover on the Scissors. Waynesville with 3 so far. 26-24. The Scissors with the lead. 5 minutes, 27 seconds to go here in the third quarter. They're able to get it in to Penn. He gets it back to Fowler, being guarded by Long. West Plains going into a tight man-to-man here. Tuma goes for the steal. Fowler able to dribble around it. Gets to Cruz, back to Fowler. Cruz in the corner. Gets it out to Sierra at the top of the key. He will take that shot, but he passes it off in Waynesville. Back to spreading it out. Work the ball down low to Finn. Almost throws it away. Fowler able to recover. Fowler being guarded by Long. Gets it all the way in, up and in. Rayshon Fowler with his first two of the game, and we are all tied up at 26. 4 minutes, 40 seconds. Houston now with the ball on the baseline. Gets it back to Kraft. Kraft brings it out. Got it to Robbins. Robbins tries to feed it down to Houston. It's knocked away. Eighth turnover on the Zizzers. Waynesville looking to take the lead for the first time tonight. Fowler's got the ball being guarded by Tuma. All the way down to Escara, up and in. That's seven here in the third quarter. 14 on the game, and Waynesville has taken their first lead here with just over 4 minutes left. The Flames needs to regroup and get some offense going. Kraft, the top of the key. Oh, off the back of the rim. Houston goes up high. Back up and in. Nice rebound. Brick Houston, he's got 12 now. He gets up high over the defense. Pulls the rebound down and puts it back in to tie the game. Josiah Long going to be called for the reach there. He pokes the ball away from behind, but they said he got the arm. So that's going to be foul number three on Josiah. Jacob Moore going to be checking into the game. Clayton Robbins checking out. We've got Moore, Houston, Kraft, Tuma, and Long on the floor for the Zizzers. 28 all. First free throw up for Fowler is good. Rayshon Fowler now with 3 points all here in the third quarter. Waynesville back on top, 29-28. Second free throw. It's also good. 2 for 2, and it's a 30-28 Waynesville lead. Kraft with the ball over to Tuma. Let's get across the timeline with you. Kraft's got the ball now. Gets it back to Tuma. Back out to Kraft. Looking for an open shot. Nice screen there by Long. Kraft, free throw line extended. No good. Rebound Waynesville, and here they come. All the way down and in. Jaden Cruz with his first two, and Waynesville now with a 4-point lead. West Plains got to regroup and be able to get some points here. So this one does not get away from them because Waynesville will pull it out and just completely stall if they get much of a lead. Kraft gets the screen from Moore. Josiah Long all the way down, up and over. No good. Gets it on rebound. Here's Tuma for three. Off the back of the rim. Kraft gets the rebound. They're going to pull out, reset here. Tuma gives it down over to Moore. Kraft for three. Oh, yeah. Jared Kraft, his second three-pointer here in the third quarter. West Plains back within one. 2 minutes, 25 seconds left to go here in the third. Fowler gets it down in the corner to Cruz. Back out to Fowler. Works it around. Cruz at the top of the key. And here we go. They are going to pull it out and just stall. Student section, letting them know what they think about it with the boring chant going on here. Black gets the ball to Fowler. West Plains going to come out and play a little tighter defense. Cruz has got the ball. Pulls it out. Just going to hold it there. They get it down. Fowler up. Oh, no good. He had a point-blank layup there and missed it. Good big break for West Plains. Here comes the Zizzers. Kraft got it. To Houston, over to Long. Long into the corner for Tuma. Kraft got it. Back to Tuma in the corner. Gets it to Jacob Moore. Moore swings it back out. They got it inside to Houston. That's automatic. 14 for Briggs Houston now, and West Plains back in front by one. 33-22, minute and 20 seconds left to go here in the third. This has been a good one. West Plains got out early, and there is Mr. Escara. That's 11 here in the third quarter. Josiah Long thinks about the three. He's got the ball back to Houston. Houston up in at 6 for Briggs here in the third. Gives him 16 on the game. And West Plains, another lead change. So it's 35-34. We're inside of a minute. You have 50 seconds left to go. Waynesville more than likely going to play for the last shot. Moore comes out and guards the ball. He gets it over to Finn. Finn back out to Black. He's guarded by Kraft. Back to Finn. Ballard swings it around to Cruz. And they are going for the last shot inside of 30 seconds left here in the third. West Plains clinging to a one-point lead. Escarra's got it being guarded by Houston. Gets it out to Fowler. Fowler tries to convince the official he got fouled, but did not go for it. Puma's guarding him. 10 seconds. They're going to get to going here. Black's got it. Almost loses it. Throws it up. Running one-hander. Cody Black. Again, here's the long one. Oh, it's the buzzer. No good. Waynesville with a 36-35 lead. We'll be back in 1 minute with the final quarter. West Plains Scissor Basketball on High Country KDY.
Back to the court and Scissor Basketball on High Country KDY.
Back with the fourth quarter. 8 more minutes left here in the game. Waynesville was able to take the lead here at the end of the third quarter. It's 36-35. Tigers lead. They outscored the Scissors 19-12 there in the third quarter. And Ethan Escarra with 11 by himself. He leads all scorers with 18. Briggs Houston leads West Plains with 16. Two Tigers in double figures as Cody Black also has 10. West Plains has the ball here to start the fourth. Ethan Tuma with it. Gets it around to Kraft into the corner. Kraft to Moore. Moore back to Kraft. Looking for the open man, gets it out to Tuma. Swings it around to Long, gets it to Moore. Tuma, Kraft in the corner. He drives. He's up and good. Nice move, Jared Kraft. He's got 9 now. West Plains back on top. Several lead changes here in the last few minutes of gameplay. Fowler all the way in, running one-hander. He drops it in. That's his 6th point. Rayshon Fowler puts the Tigers back on top. Kraft gets the ball over to Tuma. Tuma back to Kraft as they play catch up top. This is the Moore of the key. That's the Long. Looking for the open man. Here goes Kraft all the way down the lane. Nobody stepped in front of him. He's in double figures now with 11. And West Plains back in front, 39-38. This has been back and forth the last few minutes. Waynesville with the ball. Ben gets it out to Cruz. Cruz comes all the way around the top of the key, up the perimeter. Gets it down to, I believe, Gonzalez. I'm sorry, that's Ben. Fowler's got the ball being guarded by Tuma. Gets it in the corner to Black. Black works it down to Escarra. West Plains triple teams him, but they're going to call a foul. Looks like he got the ball. That's Josiah Long, and that is going to be the 4th. One Josiah. Going to send Escarra to the line. He's 2-for-4 on the night from the free throw line. A couple of Scissors ready to check in. Grant Mahan and Clayton Robbins checked in. Josiah Long, Jacob Moore. I'm going to take a seat. 39-38 Scissors. 6 minutes, 23 seconds left to go here in the ballgame. Escarra puts up his first free throw. Actually, his second free throw. And it's tied at 39 apiece. Got a timeout on the floor, and looks like it's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a one-minute break and be back with more West Plains Scissor Basketball on High Country KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
6 minutes and 20 seconds left to go here in the game. Waynesville into the full court pressure. West Plains breaks it. Kraft gets the ball. Gets it out to Briggs Houston at the top of the key. Houston trying. tries to get it inside, but it is stolen. Nice turnover on the Zizzers. Black with the ball. He gets it down in the corner to Cruz. Cruz back up Black. Black looking to get it to Fowler. Fowler being guarded by Ethan Tuma. Tie game here just inside of 6 minutes left to go. Fowler dribbling the ball. Nice crossover move. He gets inside and no good. Rebound, Grant Mahan. Here comes the Zizzers. Ethan Tuma brings it up the court. Cross the court, half-court line, gets it to Tuma. Here's Creighton Robbins, three! Oh, yeah! Creighton, big three. They needed that. 42-39, Zizzers. Beautiful left-handed shot there from the wing for Robbins. Fowler's got the ball. He gets it to Finn. Over to Cruz. Cruz down in the corner to Fowler. Back to Cruz. Escara's got it. He swings it over to Black. Finn being guarded by Mahan. Gets it over to Fowler. Fowler in the corner to Black. Back out to Fowler. They're playing catch with it. Oh, nice steal. Clayton Robbins. Great pick there. That's the fifth turnover now on Waynesville. Jared Crafts with the ball. Clayton Robbins thinks about another three. Briggs Houston. Beautiful give and go. Oh, Mahan can't get it to go. Waynesville comes down with the ball. Fowler gets it across the timeline. 42-39, 4 minutes, 40 seconds left to go in this one. It's been a good one. West Plains got out to an early first quarter lead, but Waynesville has just been chipping away, and then they had a big third quarter to take the lead, and it's been back and forth since then. Waynesville content just to play catch around the perimeter. They've got four guys outside the three-point line, almost a steal by Tuma there. Fowler's going to dribble it out to the top. And Waynesville's going to motion a little bit. Gets the guys into their offense. Black all the way out by the half-court line to Fowler at the volleyball line, being guarded by Robbins. West Plains into a man-to-man defense. And Fowler's just dribbling it around, gets it over to Cruz. Cruz gets the pass. He gets it down to Finn. Back out to Fowler, being guarded by Robbins. He's going to try to take it down. He walks, but no call. Back out to Black and Waynesville. Running clock once again. Fowler down the baseline. That should be a charge. It is. Grant Mahan, way to go, young man. Steps his feet, gets run over, takes the charge. Big play there. That's going to be another turnover on Waynesville. See who they call that foul on. It didn't put it on the board, so I'm not real sure who they called that foul on. Ethan Tuma back over to Jared Kraft. Kraft to Tuma. Tuma back to Kraft. West Plains with a three-point lead with 3 minutes and 25 seconds left to go here in this one. You make sure to take some good shots here. Here's Robbins for three off the front of the rim. Tuma with the rebound and back up and in. Ethan Tuma, nice job on the offensive board. This is put back up and in. West Plains opens up a five-point lead. We've got a timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout. We'll take 1-2. Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
3 minutes, 11 seconds left to go in this one. West Plains 44-39 lead over Waynesville. Jared Kraft with a big second half so far. He's got 10 for the Zizzers as they open back up a five-point lead. Waynesville gets it across the timeline. Black gets it in the corner to Cruz, out to Escara, which they kind of went away from. That was what was really successful in the third quarter, was working the ball down low to him, but now they've just been working it around the perimeter. Cruz gets the ball down to Finn. Finn works it down to Fowler. Nice give and go. Cruz mishandles it. Clayton Robbins, get that out of here. Jaden Cruz goes up with the shot. Robbins goes up high and knocks it out of bounds. They'll inbound the ball under their own basket. He gets it into Black. Black being guarded closely by Kraft. Looking for somebody to go to. He gets it out the fin, back around to Cruz. Cruz tries to feed it in. There's another turnover. Ethan Tuma gets it, but steps out of bounds. Steps on the inbound line. So I believe that's going to be Waynesville ball. And we have another timeout on the floor. Another 30-second timeout. We'll take 1-2. West Plains Scissor Basketball on Hot Country, KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Well, Scissors holding on to a 44-39 lead over Waynesville here. 2 minutes, 33 seconds left to go in the game. Ethan Tuma had the steal, but then stepped out of bounds. Waynesville gets the ball in. A three-pointer put up by Cruz. It's good. Jaden Cruz has five on the night, and Waynesville back it into Graff. Tuma playing catch to get it across the timeline. Back over to Tuma. Back to Graff. Gets it down to Houston in the corner. Houston into Robbins. Almost stolen. Robbins lost. Nice move, but he did pick up that pivot foot. So that's going to be another turnover. Turnover number 11 on West Plains tonight, 44-42 Waynesville. With a chance to tie or take the lead. Been several lead changes here in the second half. Been a good ball game all the way around. 44-42, Waynesville with the ball. Nice steal by Houston. Here he goes. Up. Oh, yeah. Throws a hammer down. Big top. Briggs Houston. Place is going crazy. 46-42 West Plains. Waynesville calls a timeout. We're going to see. It's going to be another 30 seconds. Nope, this is going to be a full timeout. We'll take a 1 minute break. We'll be back with the final minute and 37 seconds. West Plains Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Back to the court and Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
We're back from the timeout. Big dunk there by Brick Houston to get the steal all the way down. One-handed jam. West Plains with a four-point lead. A minute and a half left to go in the game. Fowler's got the ball. He gets it over to Finn. They swing it around the outside of the perimeter to Black. Black to the top of the key. Gets it to Esquera. Esquera back out to Fowler. Fowler does take Tuma off the dribble. Gets it over into the corner. Back out to the top of the key to Finn. Now they get it down to Esquera being guarded by Houston. Houston with a block. Esquera tried to go up strong, and Drake Houston went up and denied it. A minute left. And we've got a foul here on the floor. I believe they're going to call that on number one. I think Waynesville's trying to get some fouls built up here. It's been a pretty clean quarter here. They're not putting the fouls up on the board now, but okay, yeah, now they did. So that was foul on number one, his first foul, and they're going to call a turnover on West Plains. The 11th. Sorry, that would be the 12th turnover on the Scissors tonight. 46-42, 55.9 seconds to go here in the game. Waynesville ends in inbounds. Fowler's got the ball. He's going to try to go down the lane. He does. They're going to call a blocking foul on Ethan Tuma. That's Ethan's third, the team's second here in the third quarter. Inbound. Here's a three-pointer by Cruz. Air ball. Tuma's got it. He's got it. Oh, tries to get it to Robbins. Knocked out of bounds by Waynesville. 46-42, 42.9 seconds left to go in this one. Josiah Long going to check back in. Mahan checking out. So we got Long, Kraft, Houston, Robbins, and Tuma on the floor here. And we got a blocking foul. That's going to be on number one, Cody Black. That's going to be his second foul, the team's second. West Plains take it out under their own goal. Tuma gets it into Long. Oh, Long loses it. Another turnover by West Plains. Fowler gets the ball down in the corner to Black. Back to Fowler. He gets it inside there to Finn. No good. Josiah Long with the rebound. And we've got a foul on Tyrell Finn. That's going to be Tyrell's second foul. The team third, 26.7 seconds. Look for Waynesville probably to foul a couple more times here. Nope. West Plains doing a great job of playing keep away. Walk. Another turnover. Long got kind of caught in between decisions there on whether he wanted to pass it or dribble. He gets the turnover. 14th turnover on West Plains. 19.9 seconds left to go here in this one. Fowler's got the ball for Roysville across the timeline. Looks for the screen. Here's a left-handed shot up. No good. Would have been over the back on Esquira. And we've got a foul on the floor. 9.8 seconds left to go. Going to be a foul on Finn, his third. Well, we're going to say his second. I had him down. Okay, yeah, it is three. And we've got another timeout on the floor. Waynesville wants to talk about it. This is going to be a full timeout. We'll take a one-minute timeout as well. West Plains Scissor Basketball on High Country KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
All right, here we go. 9.8 seconds left. West Plains 46-42 lead. Clayton Robbins try to trigger it in. And here they go long. Houston, come on. Oh, yeah. The exclamation point with another big dunk. He's got 10 in the quarter, and that's going to do it. Long shot, and it's over. Scissors win this one 48-42 over the Waynesville Tigers as Briggs Houston puts the exclamation point on this one with a big two-handed dunk. KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Back at West Plains High School gym, the West Plains Scissors come up with a 48-42 win over Waynesville, and they complete the sweep. Freshman got a win. The JV won 44-36, and the varsity 48-42 winner over Waynesville. It was a good game. It got off to a good start for West Plains as they had a 10-2 lead at the end of the first quarter, but then was outscored 15-13 in the second quarter, but took a 23-17 lead into the half. Now, the third quarter, Waynesville came out hot. Ethan Aguera had 11 points there of the 19 that Waynesville scored, and they were able to take the lead, outscoring West Plains 19-12. But in the fourth quarter, West Plains able to pull away and had 13-6, outscoring Waynesville in the fourth quarter to come away with a six-point win. And Briggs Houston with the big dunk there at the end to seal the victory. He ended up with 20 points. Jared Kraft added 11-10 in the second half. Ethan Tuma had 7, Clayton Robbins with 5, and Luke Van Ammen with 3 points. Now, the Waynesville Tigers, they were led by Ethan Esquera. He had 19, Cody Black had 10. Well, that's how this one ends up, 48-42, Scissors with the win over Waynesville. We'll be back with more basketball on Friday night as the Scissors travel to Parkview. Next home game is a week from tonight, right back here against Rolla. Then two more regular season games, both on the road as they face Central next Wednesday night at Central, and then make a trip to Bolivar on the 20th before they play districts at Marshfield starting on February 29th. For Harlan Hutchinson, I'm James Hurt. Nate back at the studio. And we had Drew running the live stream tonight. You've been listening to Scissor Basketball on Hot Country, KDY. Have a good night.
West Plains Scissor Basketball on Hot Country, KDY is brought to you in part by Bureau, by West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity. Also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Zizzer Basketball is a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of Ozark Marketing Company and Ozark Radio Network.